Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on April 22nd regarding Natasha, N-A-T-A-S-H-A, Everett, E-V-E-R-E-T-T. Natasha Everett is a 49-year-old woman who reports she injured her right ankle at work on 7-19-19. Appeared she was a stalker and was coming down from the cart that was three steps in height. Appeared she stepped on the brake, which is in the middle of the last step. Appeared coming down, she stepped on the brake and rolled her ankle and had a lot of pain. Appeared she did not go to the emergency room afterwards. Appeared she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a fracture. Appeared this was treated with boot immobilization. Appeared she did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active care. Appeared, new paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Everett alleged she twisted her right ankle on a step of a cart. Appeared treatment records show she was seen at Concentra on 8/27/19 for a recheck. Appeared they noted she had a fracture of the distal end. Period. Her pain was not getting any better. Period. Diagnosis was closed traumatic non-displaced fracture of the distal end of the right fibula with routine healing. Period. She was going to continue home physical therapy as directed. Period. She followed up over the next few weeks and remains symptomatic despite physical therapy. Period. New paragraph on 10/1/19. She had an MRI of the right ankle to be inserted here. Period. She followed up with Concentra through 12/17/19. On that occasion, she still had some mild discomfort towards the end of work associated with mild burning. Period. She nevertheless had good motion. Period. She was wearing the Malleo train brace at work. Period. The figure of eight brace was too large, and her employer did not wish her to wear a brace at work. Period. The patient requested to be discharged and was already working full duty. Period. Physical exam. Actually, before that, she was seen by orthopedist Dr. Lipschultz on 10/15/19. Period. He noted x-rays had revealed a small avulsion fracture of the lateral malleolus. Period. She was treated conservatively, but due to persistent symptoms, had the aforementioned MRI. Period. She followed up with him through 12/12/19. Period. This correlates with the treatment at Concentra noted above. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower, and she elected to remain in her jeans, but pulled them up for distal observation. Period. This revealed mild swelling of the right lateral malleolus, but no atrophy or effusions. Period. Manual muscle testing was 5-5 for resisted right ankle. E version, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. There was mild tenderness palpation about the anterior talofibular ligament insertion and the subtalar region, but there was none on the left. Feet and ankles normal. Lumbar. She walked on her heels fluidly without discomfort. Period. She could walk on her toes with discomfort. Period. The rest of that section is normal under special gait maneuvers. She was able to walk in inverted ankles without difficulty. Period. She hesitantly or walked on everted ankles with discomfort. Compare the rest of those maneuvers were normal. Impressions. On 7/19/19, Natasha Everett turned her ankle when she was stepping down from a ladder of a cart. Period. She was seen at Concentra. Period. On 10/7/19, X-rays were reported showing no significant findings. Period. She was thought to have a cuboid contusion and prior ankle sprains that the patient denies. Period. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz on 10/15/19. Period. He wrote that she developed pain and swelling while just before she went on vacation. Period. She tried to take it easy when she was away, but when she returned, she had persistent symptoms. Period. X-rays revealed a small avulsion fracture of the lateral malleolus when initially seen at Concentra on 7/29/19. Period. She then underwent the aforementioned MRI. Period. His description of the MRI was consistent with contusion. Period. There was thickening of the lateral ankle ligaments, but a discrete fracture of the lateral malleolus was not visible. Period. She participated in physical therapy and as of 12/17/19, when she requested being discharged, period, she had already been back to work full duty. Period, clinical exam findings were unimpressive. Period, new paragraph, the current exam of Ms. Everett found this pleasant, markedly obese woman to ambulate with physiologic gait. Period, she was able to walk on her heels and toes, but the latter elicited pain. Period, she had full range of motion of the right ankle. Period, there was minimal swelling about the right lateral ankle. Period, provocative maneuvers were negative for instability or internal derangement. Period, new paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory right foot. Period, Ms. Everett's right ankle sprain slash avulsion fracture slash contusion has resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period, she has been able to continue in her full duty capacity with the insured. Period. And that is the end.